Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Alderman Brian Hopkins joins us from the Second Ward. Alderman, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing okay. Obviously, a lot going on with all the preparations that are underway right now.
That's what I want to ask you about. But first, can I ask you about the public safety drill held downtown yesterday? I saw some of the preps for it. I wasn't around for the actual drills to take place. I don't remember, and having been a reporter in this town for a long time, having covered police issues for a long time, I don't remember a time when I've seen a drill of that scale, certainly not in the Central Business District. I guess my question is, how did it go? What did you see?
Well, I was out there for the duration as an observer, and I have to say, you know, at some level, it was disturbing and it was surreal to watch the activity. And I knew in advance largely what was going to happen, so it wasn't like I was unprepared for the sight of it. But just to see downtown in that environment, it really looked like the scene of some sort of post-apocalyptic movie, you know, where Morgan Freeman would be our president. He would come on and try and reassure everyone that somehow life will go on after this. You know, it was really disturbing. But having said that, it was also successful in terms of what the objective was, which was to practice a tactical response that we hope we never need again. But in today's world, you know, we might need it tomorrow for all we know. And it's really necessary to do the types of exercises that were done last night, because you can't make that up, and make decisions on the fly in the real-time environment when it's actually happening. That's not the time to decide, hey, maybe we could bring snowplows up, block the street. How would that work, you know, while looting and chaos is reigning around you? So you have to do it in a controlled, calm, analytical manner to see if it would work, and then try to project that out and see how it would actually work under real-life field conditions.
So are the barricades still there and some of the different, you know, kind of ways of shutting down or slowing traffic, is that still in place? Like, is that an indefinite thing, or was that just for the drill? I saw it a couple days ago.
It's indefinite. You know, I'm carefully avoiding the word permanent, because I'd like to think at some point none of this will be necessary and we can return to our normal life that we all remember from the good old days of 2019. So it's not permanent, but we do not plan to remove them, you know, next Monday, assuming we get through this weekend with no incidents. And I really don't think there will be anything extreme. There may be some, you know, some smaller, you know, incidents that would require a police response. But right now, our intel does not suggest we're going to see any kind of widespread anarchy in Chicago this weekend. The demonstrations that are planned seem to be smaller in number, you know, groups of maybe 50 to 100. Those are manageable groups, and they're being organized by people who are known to the Chicago police. They're known to the city, and they're known for not being violent people. They want to make their point. They want to express their views. They want to do it in a peaceful manner, and they're determined to make sure that some of the more dangerous elements do not infiltrate their ranks and turn the whole thing into a riot. We don't want that, and they don't want that. So I think we have a chance to get through this weekend without anything extreme happening.
Yeah, I heard Mayor Lightfoot say this is the three-peat Chicago doesn't need, and you've also been extremely outspoken about the looting and the damage that does to everywhere across our city. I've talked about it, too. I said that people talk about defunding things all the time. When you decide to loot a central business district and you drive people away, that you are looting, that you're defunding the Chicago public schools. I'm a graduate of that, and I just feel as if that's where we get the money from. You pointed out 40% of the money for city services comes from two wards, the 42nd and the 2nd. So it's not that police and the mayor don't care about all neighborhoods. There need to be solutions in all neighborhoods, and we also need to preserve the future of this city, which is what you have been very open and honest about in your communications, I think, with us and what I've seen from you publicly.
And you're exactly right. The mayor's team right now is preparing next year's budget. They're doing so, you know, in secret. They're not sharing it with anyone. That's their prerogative, by the way. I'm not saying that to criticize them. The mayor's got a pretty good budget team. There's some talented fiscal people who know what they're doing. And I know they're working pretty much 7 days a week, you know, late nights right now. They're scrambling to try and get this budget together. I don't even have a clue what it's going to look like. As I said, they're not sharing that with anyone in advance. But I do have a feeling when it's revealed, you're going to call me because you're going to want to talk about it. It's not going to be good. Let's put it that way. I think we all should brace ourselves right now for when that budget is publicly revealed. It's going to land with a thud in front of all of us, and we're just going to have to deal with it.
Well, it comes down to, I know the suggestion has already been made that city jobs could suffer, that, you think about this environment we're in. Conventions aren't happening. I heard that a February McCormick Place convention was canceled already, so that sort of revenue stream isn't coming. You know, the McPeer stuff, you've got the restaurant tax and so many other things that are the revenue streams that we normally rely upon are just not even there. So that's a problem. When do you think, Alderman Hopkins, we need to start calling you to discuss what we're going to be hearing about? When is this happening?
Give it a week. We're going to be having some public hearings, some town hall meetings. I think within the next 5 to 10 days, the budget is really going to start to come into focus for us.
Mm-hmm. So this weekend, I just want to also ask you about this because you said that you expect these to be relatively peaceful or peaceful in general because these are known groups, they're local groups. They're taking a stand on a number of important issues. I'm looking at the list here. We've got a Save Our Children protest on State Street. There's a J.B. Pritzker declare gun violence state crisis now. You've got, isn't there a Shut Down the Mag Mile one? Did I hear that one correctly?
Yeah, that's late afternoon tomorrow.
Okay, so what does that one entail? Do you know?
I believe there'll be an attempt to march on Michigan Avenue, possibly close one lane. Our commitment is to not obstruct traffic at all for any purpose this weekend. That doesn't mean there won't be slowdowns. There may be some traffic tie-ups and jams and that sort of thing, but we're hoping to not have any streets actually blocked or obstructed. We'll see how that goes. That's one of the protests that we don't think is going to number in the thousands. As I said, probably 50 to maybe 100 or so, and it'll take an hour. None of these things are, hard and fast. There's a lot of variables, and you just have to be able to react as things develop. And sometimes plans, spontaneously change, and we don't always get an advance notice on what's going to happen. So, there will be some groups that want to march. They want to go in the downtown area and get that visibility, hopefully, get a platform to express their First Amendment views, et cetera. So that will be happening. But again, we're not expecting any broken windows or fires or any violence. You've seen what happened pretty much all week in Kenosha. And again, in the last 48 hours, unfortunately, Minneapolis-St. Paul has experienced some more rioting, et cetera. So again, these are things that can happen suddenly with very little notice. The best thing we can do as a city government is to have the response in place so that if we need to activate, we can do so within minutes and get out there and respond to something that we didn't expect to see.
I did see on the news this morning that some businesses were boarding up kind of proactively in advance in anticipation that there might be problems. They just don't want to go through it again. Are you hearing that? Or what are you hearing from businesses? What are you hearing from folks in your ward?
I've been active on Michigan Avenue for years, long before I became an alderman. I was involved in what was then the Greater North Michigan Avenue Association, so I have long-standing relationships with a lot of the businesses. And they call me, and they just say, Alderman, please, off the record, tell me, should I board up my windows right now? Hmm. And that's one of the hardest questions to answer. I want to give them a definitive answer. The truth is, I don't know. The truth is, I can't say yes or no. I can only tell you the limited intelligence that we get and how difficult it is to interpret it and to put credibility on some of the rumors that we hear. If we reacted to every rumor we hear about some horrible thing that may happen, we would drive ourselves crazy because it's so easy on social media today to just put something out there, and the next thing you know, everybody's talking about it, and there's no real substance to it, and then nothing comes of it. So that happens quite a bit. You don't want to get in a situation where you're this constant doomsayer, So I can't tell a business, yeah, you better board up because, we think it's really going to happen. My crystal ball says there's going to be a riot at 12:57 tomorrow, It just doesn't work that way. All the businesses in Chicago right now have to decide for themselves and make their own risk assessment and determine what level they're comfortable with. Because if they do board up or if they close, they're sacrificing the opportunity to actually make some money and to do business. And none of them can afford right now to take even a day off. They're all struggling to make money at all. So if they close out of a fear that something's going to happen, and then the weekend comes and goes and nothing happens, they're going to look back on that and say, well, I wish I'd stayed open. I wish I could have done that business. Why did the alderman tell me to board up, you know? So I've got to be really careful how I answer those questions. And I understand the frustration where people really want clear answers, and sometimes they're just not there.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine the kinds of conversations you're having, and all aldermen, all leaders are having. I know the mayor herself, she's hearing pressure from another side of this, saying that there is too much police and that the other neighborhoods are not getting enough of that sort of police presence. There were 25 community groups that wrote her a letter saying, you know, hey, pay attention over here, too. And they're mad that the downtown district is getting so much protection. What do you say about all that, Alderman?
Yeah, well, as you know, I've been fairly critical of the mayor. And when I think she's made some mistakes, I haven't hesitated to point that out. But you're exactly right. She's getting pressure from literally every direction, 360 degrees on the compass. And every one of them is a different opinion, and every one of them is demanding that the mayor do what they think she needs to do, and she can't possibly please everyone. So that's the nature of the job of being mayor. Our former mayor, Mayor Emanuel, always said the first thing he learned was every easy decision gets made before it gets to him. So the only ones that land on the mayor's desk are the impossible decisions, the really, really tough ones. That's what you're faced with as mayor of Chicago every morning. You get to make the decisions no one else knows how to make or wants to make. And she's definitely in that position right now.
There are a lot of those right now, Alderman Hopkins. It's a great way to put it. Because I mentioned this earlier, can you give us a few seconds about ComEd? There was initially a proposal that said, hey, the city should take it over in the wake of that huge bribery scandal involving the do-nothing jobs and the no-show contract, all that stuff. It was just not a good look for the utility that commands, you know, our trust. And so I know the city was saying, you know what, why don't we make it, why doesn't the city of Chicago take it over? But I know that there also was a report today that said that economically just may not be possible.
Right, and that won't be one of those extraordinarily difficult decisions that the mayor has to make. That's actually an easy one. It's not practical to the point of almost impossible for us to take over ComEd. First of all, takeover isn't the right word. It's a private company. You don't take it over. You have to buy it. So if we wanted ComEd to be a municipally run utility, we would have to pay a fair market value for all the assets that they have. That's in the billions. I mean, come on. It's a non-starter. We're wasting our time even talking about it. We were wasting the consultant's time to give us a study that would tell us that. And that isn't to say municipal ownership of utilities is a bad thing. It can work here in Illinois. We have Springfield, Illinois. They own their electric company, and it works just fine. But it's been that way since anyone can remember. They didn't convert from private use to public use. That's really the problem. Once you have it, it's kind of hard to change gears in midstream. And to make a private utility public, there just really isn't precedent for it in Illinois, and it simply is unworkable. That's not to say ComEd doesn't have problems. Clearly they do. This corruption scandal is only beginning, and it's going to get worse as it goes forward. So clearly there's changes that need to be made in the regulatory environment. But the solution is not for the city of Chicago to spend billions of the taxpayers' money buying a utility away from ComEd and then trying to manage it ourselves, which, frankly, I don't think we'd be very good at.
Yeah, that answers that question. Thank you, Alderman. Thanks for your time. And I know these are not easy times, as you point out, to be any public office right now, to be a leader. And that is what you are doing effectively. So thank you for your time, and always appreciate you making yourself available for us.
Thanks, Anna. Stay safe this weekend.
You too.